Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, May 8th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. EU ambassadors are set to resume discussions today on the sixth package of sanctions against Russia after failing to reach a consensus on a proposal to ban all oil imports by the end of the year. France, which currently holds the rotating EU presidency, postponed the meeting due to ongoing negotiations with member states like Hungary, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic. In 2021, Russian oil constituted nearly 60% of Hungary's imports and 92% of Slovakia's, according to reports cited by Reuters. The embargo would enter into force within 6 months, but Hungary and Slovakia would be able to import oil from Russia until the end of 2024 and the Czech Republic until mid-2024. At a press briefing last Friday, Polish Deputy Foreign Minister Paweł Jabłonski declared that Warsaw didn't like Hungary's stance on sanctions at all and explained Poland was pushing for a full embargo on Russian hydrocarbons. For Ukraine to win the war, he explained, the key thing is to cut Russia off from money. An international donor conference for Ukraine, co-hosted by Poland and Sweden, has been called a great success by Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki after raising over 6 billion euro in aid. Morawiecki later told Euronews that the conference had gathered more than we would have expected, but even this amount of money is not sufficient for the enormous needs which exist in Ukraine. The conference held in Warsaw last week was joined by the head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and the president of the European Council, Charles Michel. The Wiosna, or Spring Association, recently announced a special summer edition of their popular annual Weekend of Miracles campaign aimed at helping Ukrainian refugees. The new Noble Gift Solidarity Initiative will support needy refugee families using the principles and format of the popular Weekend of Miracles campaign normally held around the Christmas holidays. The Noble Gift packages contain basic necessities such as food, cleaning products, and clothes, and also include things recipients cannot afford from a wish list compiled by association volunteers. As the association's Karolina Magryś told Polish Radio Rzeszów, volunteers have started compiling a list of contacts with a database of refugee family recipients set to be finalized in early June. For more information on how you can participate in the campaign or nominate a needy family, visit us online at radiogdansk.pl. And in positive news for football fans in Poland, it was announced yesterday that Ukraine will play its UEFA Nations League matches in Poland due to the ongoing war in Ukraine. The Ukrainian national team will face off against Armenia on June 11th and Ireland on June 14th at the Władysław Król Stadium in Łódź. Ukraine's manager Oleksandr Petrakov told Przegląd Sportowy that he wanted his team to play in Łódź because the city had hosted the U-20 World Cup in 2019, which was won by Ukraine.
The weather.
Today will be a mix of sun and clouds with a strong breeze coming in from the north and very little chance of rain. Temperatures will be similar to yesterday, with a high around 14 degrees centigrade or 58 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 4 degrees centigrade or 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with Tuesday set to be pleasantly warm and sunny. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.